Respect the police are the greatest people we have. There's nothing and there's nobody like them, and this should never happen. I just visited with a very beautiful wife that now doesn't have her husband. Stephanie was just incredible. Their child, brand new, beautiful baby, sitting there, innocent as can be, and doesn't know how his life has been changed. But the Diller family will, you'll never be the same. You can never be the same. And we have to stop it. We have to stop it. We have to get back to law and order. We have to do a lot of things differently because this is not working. This is happening too often.
Republicans are seizing upon trans issues as like their go-to wedge issue this time around. We've covered it. Joe talks a lot about it, about the issue of just how small it really is in sports and high school and college sports. But, you know, but Republicans think it's this huge, huge deal. We saw them lean in heavily all weekend on this very online right-wing Trumpist presence, thinking this is going to be an issue that really resonates with voters. I mean, you have your finger on the pulse as to what people care about or not. Do people care about this? And if this is what Republicans have, is this the best they have? That's not going to be enough.
Here's why I think the Republicans so heinously seize on the trans issue. It's not, obviously the numbers are not there. The amount of trans athletes competing as men with women is 0.0001%. But it's an issue that if you're an American, and this is sad, and things don't make sense to you anymore as far as what's going on, that the country is becoming white, you're a minority, and globalization and everything that's happening. This is an issue that, oh wait, boys can be girls can be boys, that is this simplistic, I know the world doesn't make sense to you anymore. Get it? See what's happening? Boys aren't even boys anymore. Girls aren't even girls anymore. And it's this like dumbed down version of we'll make sense of the world for you if it doesn't make sense to you anymore. And it's this like sliver issue. And it's the irony is it's an issue of inclusion. It's an issue of what America is all about. But they'll turn it upside down and say, you see, it doesn't make sense. The world is not yours anymore. The world is coming to hell and it doesn't make sense. And come with me, I'll make it make sense again. That's the dumbed down simplistic issue of why they go after the trans issue. And it's tragic and it's disgusting.
You know, Charlie Sykes yesterday, celebrating Easter, we went to church. We heard from a pastor who made this point. I mean, there's so many good points in his sermon, but it's that Easter was a day for renewal, to think about your relationship with God, to think about your relationship with Jesus, because he loves you unconditionally, because it's a relationship that you have with your God, with God, and not religion. It's not a relationship with a religion. It's not a relationship with politics. It's not a relationship with a person. It's a relationship with God. And today is your day to, maybe it hasn't been so good, but here's your day to come back. It was very beautiful. And then, you know, reading in for the show this morning, it was very jarring to see a candidate, the front runner for the Republican nominee, there's a word I want to use, but just tear all over that, that concept and make it about himself.
Well, of course. And by the way, happy April Fool's Day. But unfortunately, this is the, reality. This is the real world. And what you saw over the weekend was not an actual parody. The Saturday Night Live episode really sort of nailed it. But it's difficult to come up with a parody of what Donald Trump is actually doing, peddling the Bible in just the crudest possible pandering. But again, you know, the split screen between Joe Biden, who is, whatever you think about his politics, is a sincere and committed Catholic. He is a believer. And then Donald Trump off on the, you know, 70 plus rants that he, you know, unhinged rants. But I also have to point out, though, the split screen, what was going on in terms of the alternative realities we live in here. So all week long, Donald Trump had to answer for this cynical pandering with the Bible. But right wing media was focused on two things over the weekend, and they pounded it and pounded it and pounded it. Number one was the very misleading charge that somehow Joe Biden had replaced Easter with Trans Visibility Day. There must have been a thousand tweets about that. And then another completely misleading story about how the Biden White House had banned religious symbols on Easter eggs. In fact, this has been a policy that's been in place for decades, including the Trump administration. But You know, in a split screen world, you have Donald Trump with the unhinged rants, but his base is hearing, you know, this other message that it is Joe Biden who is the enemy of God and of faith. And it is Donald Trump who is the defender of the faith. It's so absurd, but I think we need to understand and come to grips with the way in which we have this completely alternative narrative out there that has really no relationship to reality, but which is very, very potent in American politics these days.
When I would meet people, I would say, if you like me, just wait until you meet my husband. He worked for his family's company before deciding to become a police officer in 2021. Everyone was so proud that he found something that he loved to do, and he was exceptional at it. He would go in early, stay late, work overtime, all because he just loved it. It's no surprise he was an incredible police officer when you think about the type of man he was. He was always putting people above himself, dropping everything to help someone in need, and speaking up for what was right. He was a fierce protector of everyone around him. He spoke his mind and wasn't afraid. I always admired him for his honesty and courage. He was my absolute greatest confidant. But nothing compared to his best role of all, being a dad. Jonathan always wanted to be a dad, and he wasted no time being the greatest one. I will never forget the look on his face when our son was born. I don't think we could ever achieve a greater happiness. He was so proud of Ryan. Every time he did something new, it was like an explosion of joy from both of us. Jonathan wanted nothing more than to show Ryan off to anyone and everyone he knew. He was excited that Ryan's first word was Dada, and I remember I would playfully try to get him to say Mama instead. But now I never want to stop hearing Ryan say Dada to me. I couldn't have asked for a better partner to have a child with than Jonathan. We were a team. He would always kiss and hug me in front of Ryan and said that he wanted Ryan to see his dad loves his mommy so much. And then we would pick him up between the two of us and smush his cheeks with kisses together. When you fall in love with someone, you think you can't possibly love them any more than you do right now. But then you get married and you think, okay, now there's no way I can love them anymore. And then you have a child with them, and guess what? You love them even more. Jonathan taught me that true love has no limit. Our lives were pretty much perfect until 5 days ago when everything changed forever. He was called into duty, and in typical Jonathan fashion, he didn't run away. He did what was right, and he did what he loved. He wasn't the type to sugarcoat anything, so I won't sugarcoat this. This is devastating. It's a devastating, senseless, and tragic loss for so many, our family, our friends, and the entire city of New York. It's a shame that someone who brought so much positivity to the world was given such a negative ending. There was so much he was looking forward to, like watching his siblings build a life with their spouses, seeing his friends become fathers, and watching his son grow. It breaks my heart that Ryan was robbed of getting to know to grow up with his dad. Jonathan had so many things he wanted to teach him, like how to play ice hockey, how to drive a car, ride a bike, to watch Ryan go to his first day of school and watch him graduate on his last. I am eternally grateful that Jonathan made me Ryan's mother. If I am missing him, I can look to Ryan to feel close to him, because his son is just like him, always making people smile. And I promise to raise him to be even more like his dad. It's hard to imagine how long I have to wait to see Jonathan again. When the doors to heaven open for me one day, I hope to see Jonathan standing there looking at me just like he did on our wedding day. My husband died a hero, but he also lived as one. Our world will never be the same, but I know I speak for everyone when I say I could not be more proud of him.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Monday, 1 April, year of our Lord, 2024. Over the last 4 days, since Thursday, Holy Thursday, you've had a perfect encapsulation of what this election is about and about the direction of the country. This is a tale of not just two cities, of two Americas. Started on Holy Thursday with President Trump going to the Christian wake for Officer Diller, being invited out there, and went there to comfort the widow and now the fatherless infant son. And of course, that night culminated in just an absolute disgrace. On Holy Saturday, the devout, as Charlie Sykes says, the devout Catholic, Joe Biden, the performative Catholic, I might add, there with, of course, with the traitor Obama, the rapist Clinton, the criminal Biden, $26 million, and media is just going crazy, raised all this money, $26 million, oh, this is incredible, they're going to swamp Trump. Of course, they had a disgusting entertainment presentation, and outside the streets, you had the most anti-American, which they fostered. They have fostered, and they are goading it on, this pro-Palestinian Sharia supremacist. Then on Good Friday, you had the New York City justice system, in quotes, Alvin Bragg, trying to put a gag on President Trump so he can't really defend himself. He can't speak out about this travesty that's going to take place in 2 Mondays from today in New York City, where they intend to have lawfare. The only trial they're going to get is this one. It's going to be a global event, folks. Trust me. And they're going to try to bury Trump in all type of smears about Stormy Daniels. It's not about a bookkeeping. They could care less about the bookkeeping entries. This is all about the election. This is all about lawfare. Then on Saturday, you had Holy Saturday. You had the pro-Palestinian movement again in the sacred vigil you have in the Catholic Church. Remember, we do the descent into hell annually on that day, Good Friday and Holy Saturday being the two most sacred days in the Catholic liturgy. Of course, pro-Palestinian protesters go into St. Patrick's Cathedral. It's like they own the place. You know why? Because they think they do own the place, the Sharia supremacists, and they want to shut down and make a mockery of this very solemn vigil. Why? Because they just feel they can do it. The Sharia supremacists just think they can walk into a Catholic church. Has anybody walked into a mosque and done anything like that? Has anybody walked into a mosque and done anything like that to try to shut down a service on one of their holy days? Has anybody done that? Ramadan, anything like that? Anybody done that? No, but they feel they have the right to do that, to go into St. Patrick's and shut it down. And then to top it all off, the Biden regime, and Gretchen Whitmer's got a video out too, but Biden, and he's lying, it's blasphemy. What they do, the transgender ideology, the ideology of the freaks, the degenerates, and the groomers, that's their cult. That's their religion. Do you think it's just random they're going to put it up? And they said, oh, well, they've been doing this for 15 years. Does anybody in the audience remember they've been doing this for 15 years or 20 years? And if it was your selected day for a tiny, you talk about the transgender athletes, how about transgender people? It's such a small minority, but they're pushing it. They're pushing it because of transhumanism and also the breakdown, what they're trying to do, Mao and the Red Guard and Cultural Revolution, destroy the traditional family, destroy the traditional roles of gender. This is the radical, and Biden's got up there visibility, putting it out. Oh, it's so, they're being bullied. They're so, you know, terror. It's so terrible what's happened to on Easter. And no, Biden and these guys went out of the way. No Christian symbolism at the White House at all over Easter. None, zero. They pushed the transgender ideology. Right there, the last 4 days in New York City, the greatest city in the world, the global financial capital of the world. In those 4 days, everything you need to know about 2024, it's black or white, up or down vote, an up or down vote in that magnificent eulogy by the widow of Officer Diller, Stephanie Diller, talking about her son and the relationship of the father and her relationship to him, and what not just the family lost, not simply what the city lost, but what the nation lost, because that's the backbone of the country right there. You either support that or you support the degenerate freaks. That's what this comes down to, up or down vote. Let's have it. Let's have it now. No need to wait for November. Short break. Back in a moment. We rejoice when there's no more.
The so-called financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year, and then the inflation data came out, higher than expected. Friends, this isn't going away. It can't. The U.S. is $34 trillion plus in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metals specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Do it today. Action, action, action.
Trans Day of Visibility. We celebrate the trans individuals in our communities and recognize their struggles for recognition and increasingly survival in the face of unfathomable hate, hate which leads them to often feel unsafe or like they don't belong.
And we also celebrate the many contributions that they've made. We've had trans leaders at the forefront of progress in every field imaginable, from STEM to the arts to human rights advocacy to so much more.
All across the country, we're seeing a rise in legal, political, and physical attacks on those in the trans community.
And it's just appalling and unconscionable, this discrimination, and it's gone on for far too long.
Look, at the end of the day, everyone wants and deserves to be respected, connected, and protected. Our trans community deserves no less. So Jen and I wanted to add our voices and our support to the millions of people celebrating today.
For those of you in the trans community, whether you are out or not, we value you and we appreciate you.
I will say on the rapid response front, you know, I did notice they quickly moved to go after this fake attack around, you know, branding Easter Transgender Visibility Day. They were very quick up with it. I think they understand what Katty was talking about, which is that these stories, these myths, this disinformation can travel in these sort of closed off ecosystems pretty fast, and it's hard to reach these people who do not consume news from traditional means. They'll get it from True Social, from other avenues where you won't get a correction. So you do have to move fast. And let me just say, you know, I don't celebrate Easter, obviously. I thought the whole thing was bizarre, though, because, you know, what was the actual problem here of having Transgender Visibility Day that happened to coincide on Easter? Why is that problematic at all? Isn't it supposed to be a holiday of acceptance? And I thought that was the fundamentally weird part about this whole faux controversy, which is that what are you actually mad about? Why does it make a difference that the days fall on the same day this year?
To see a candidate, the front runner for the Republican nominee, there's a word I want to use, but just tear all over that. That concept and make it about himself.
Well, of course. And by the way, happy April Fool's Day. But unfortunately, this is the reality. This is the real world. And what you saw over the weekend was not an actual parody. The Saturday Night Live episode really sort of nailed it. But
Let me have it. Okay, we're going to be fine. We're going to play that other clip again from the Welcome to the closed off ecosystem. Was the White House guy talking about? I'm not sure if we get, and here's what I want to do. I want to get Amy Semple Brzezinski. I want to get Amy Semple Brzezinski, that clip ready, but I also want to replay the White House guy, Denver, and my own crack production. Just when you get a chance, just give me a heads up. We'll get it all set. See, right there, rapid response at the White House. Oh, they rapidly responded because the closed-off ecosystems of the War Room and Getter and True Social, and of course, you know, it's half the nation, are outraged. And nobody, can I have the White House? Can I have that clip again you just played? I just want to focus on him. I just want to focus on him first. Just give me that before we give me Amy Semple. By the way, Amy Semple Brzezinski, here's why the New York Times has a massive article about Trump in the Christian faith, because they're nervous. They understand that this country is still quite traditional. And they also understand that key groups that they've exploited over decades, that would be the African-American population, particularly African-American men and Hispanic men and Hispanic families, are not tolerating this. They can't sell it, particularly transgender and what they're doing on the grooming side in the schools, and it's shattering. The numbers show that on the crosstabs. They're panicked. That's why all of a sudden, if you notice over the last, I don't know, 6 months, a year, Morning Joe and Amy Simple Mika is they're so churchy and so religious, and they're quoting scriptures, and they're giving you Matthew 38, and they're talking Sermon on the Mount, and you know, Jesus as a social justice warrior. Can we play the White House guys, not Mika's? Let me have the White House. Let's take it from the top. I want you to hear all this.
I will say, on the rapid response front, you know, I did notice they quickly moved to go after this fake attack around, you know, branding Easter Transgender Visibility Day. They were very quick up with it. I think they understand what Katty was talking about, which is that these stories, these myths, this disinformation can travel in these sort of closed off ecosystems pretty fast. And it's hard to reach these people who do not consume news from traditional means. They'll get it from True Social, from other avenues where you won't get a correction. So you do have to move fast. And let me just say, you know, I don't celebrate Easter, obviously. I thought the whole thing was bizarre, though, because, you know, what was the actual problem here of having Transgender Visibility Day that happened to coincide on Easter? Why is that problematic at all? Isn't it supposed to be a holiday of acceptance? And I thought that was the fundamentally weird part about this whole faux controversy, which is that what are you actually mad about? Why does it make a difference that the days fall on the same day this year?
Okay, it's not a White House guy. This is actually Sam Stein. And Sam's one of the smartest guys around. But Sam, come on. The holiday's a day of Easter's a day of acceptance? A holiday of acceptance? No, it's the commemoration and celebration of the risen Christ, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, it's the linchpin of the Judeo-Christian West, sir. Not acceptance. And by the way, and I know you're familiar with the Old Testament. Read the Old Testament, what they think about transgender. Just saying. Hey, just saying. I mean, are you just going to make this stuff up? Are you gaslighting us? This is the new gaslight. Okay, here's the thing. New York Times all over Trump, because here's what they're absolutely panicked about. They're totally panicked about this. The traditional cultural values of this nation, which underpin 99% of the families in the African-American community, in the Hispanic community, and to a larger degree, the Asian individuals, the Asian folks and immigrants that have come here to the United States are traditionalists. They hate what they're seeing. It's not simply the law and order. It gets deeper than that. And that's why they're on a full-out attack now. New York Times, a massive piece on President Trump and Christianity, a massive piece on that. And of course, Morning Joe and you know, Joy Ann Reid, she comes on every day. She's like a preacher, right? They're all wearing their Christian faith. They're with their, because they're really concerned about Christianity. They're concerned about traditional values. That's what they're concerned about. MSNBC's number one thing that they're worried about right now is making sure that traditional society and the traditional family go forward and are healthy and safe and not prone to attacks. Yeah, that's what they're doing. The reason is, on the political side, the numbers are so absolutely atrocious. Daily Mail's got a new story up. I'll get to it later, about over 50% of the people, American citizens, support Trump's tariffs against China because they want more populist economic, actions, policies. You merge the populist nationalist movement with the deep-founded faith of the Judeo-Christian West believers, and that's conservative Jews and evangelical traditional Catholics, with those components of the African-American Hispanic. This is what I've been talking about for years and years and years. Folks, that's 2/3 to 75% of the country. That's a governing majority that does something like in 1932. You totally reorient the country and you stop this crap. You stop this crap. You want to put it down, and you want to put it down hard. That's the coalition you built, and that's what they're freaked out about, because they can see it happening. They can see it happening. And that's why you have, do I have Amy Semple Mika? Amy Semple Brzezinski, is that ready yet? Gentlemen, can you give me a heads up? Is it too hard? Okay, still too hard. Denver, you know, we're never going to give you a weekend off again. No, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm on a roll now. Don't do it. Don't do it. We'll get to it after a break. You see, I always say, never give them a day off. You give them a day off, and next thing you know, you got to retrain them. That's what you used to say in the Navy. Don't take the weekend off. You got to be retrained. They know they're losing. That's why New York City, these last 4 days, but let's project forward. What happened on Friday, this gag order, let's project forward to President Trump Mondays from now, 2 weeks from today, a global media event. And this is their best shot at taking down Trump. Not the, the charges are ridiculous. You'll see it, this bookkeeping thing. It's ridiculous, absurd. That's not what they're going for. They're going for to have 6 to 8 weeks or longer to basically destroy Trump in front of the American citizens. And because you're going to have Stormy Daniels up there for a week, you're going to have they've allowed the playmate bunny to kind of, I don't even know her name, to come up. I think they're going to authorize, they're going to have Billy Bush and all that come up. What's the purpose? What's their purpose? Their purpose is to destroy Trump. They're going to have a global media platform and all the media is there. We're going to be there too. It's important. We have to be the closed media ecosystem, the closed off media ecosystem. Sam Stein referred to us. Sam, over 60%. Remember, 67% of Republicans, and now they had a poll the other day that I think 40-some% of the American people, believe Joe Biden's illegitimate, that the 2020 election was stolen. Hey, and that's why that in the Wuhan lab and the vaccine and the mask mandates is why we've been banned in perpetuity in every major social media platform. This show's so big, and we're not covered outside of Real America's Voice and Getter and Up on Truth, and of course our great crowd over Rumble and Rob Sig and the team at Real America's Voice do a great job. We're banned everywhere. And why does it keep growing? Why does this message keep getting out? Because American people understand, American people have a lot of common sense. They understand something's not right. And what they're not going to support is what they saw in New York City from these radicals and on the White House yesterday. That's why Biden had to jump up. But you notice no apology whatsoever. And you saw President Newsom and the First Lady Newsom. Hey, they're coming too, baby. They're rolling hard up in your grill. You see an apology? It's all blasphemy. Next in the War Room.
Who can you trust? Government leaders repeatedly fail us. Self-appointed experts have led us astray. Distrust in so-called authorities is spreading like a bad cold. We can't quite shake it. But you are not as powerless as they'd like you to believe. When there's no one to depend on, it's time to rely and depend on yourself. Not sure where to start? Well, try this. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Grab a 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply for just $60 off. Think about that, $60 off right now. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families reach self-reliance. I want you to think about that. Reach self-reliance. These food kits offer meals, drinks, and snacks that provide over 2,000 calories every single day, sealed inside heavy-duty packaging that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and protect your future with as many kits as you need. These kits ship fast, free, and arrive in unmarked boxes. With My Patriot Supply, when you order by 3 p.m., your food kits will ship the same day. Save $60 per kit. That is $60 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. Take action. Use your agency. Action, action, action.
Lee Sykes, yesterday, celebrating Easter, we went to church. We heard from a pastor who made this point. I mean, there's so many good points in his sermon, but it's that Easter was a day for renewal. To think about your relationship with God, to think about your relationship with Jesus, because he loves you unconditionally, because it's a relationship that you have with your God, with God, and not religion. It's not a relationship with a religion. It's not a relationship with politics. It's not a relationship with a person. It's a relationship with God. And today is your day to, maybe it hasn't been so good, but here's your day to come back. It was very beautiful. And then, you know, reading in for the show this morning, it was very jarring to see a candidate, the front runner for the Republican nominee, there's a word I want to use, but just tear all over that that concept and make it about himself.
Amy Semple Mika. Amy Semple Brzezinski, right there. They are all over this because they're very, very, very nervous that people finally have a belly full of this. This is one of the reasons, if not the key reason, economics is huge, don't get me wrong, but the African-American, not just voting for Trump, but no enthusiasm. I think the Democratic base, I was reading, I think it's 23% of the Democrats are enthusiastic about the Biden regime's second term. And reason Mika and, you know, Nicole Wallace are all in panic mode is because they understand that, hey, immediately upon coming to power, we're going to go into the 2020 election. President Trump's going to do everything, the tax cuts, you know, get the tax cuts going, set things right in the Ukraine, set things right in Israel. Just like he did, we had years of peace and prosperity under Trump. All that is top of the list, and he's getting on top of that. But people can multitask. Taking down the administrative state is going to be amazingly important. It's going to be incredibly important. And part of that, taking down the deep state, very important. Setting right what's over at DOJ and the FBI, very important. Also, finding out about the Fed's direction. That's part of the FBI and DOJ. Finding about 2020, have to adjudicate it. We have to get to the bottom of 2020. Hey, if Biden really got those 81 million votes legitimately, if they're all certifiable votes, hey, fine. But all that's we're going to get into all that, and people are going to be held accountable. Last week, they're all, he wants to throw everybody in jail. I don't want to throw everybody in jail. I don't throw anybody in jail. What I want is thorough investigations, and then the process will decide. We'll just start a process, but we are going to start a process. You are going to be held accountable, and that's why they're panicking. Now they're embracing, they hate Christianity, right? They hate traditional values. They hate traditional America. They hate the silent majority. They hate the deplorable. Hate you, not disagree. They hate you. You've seen it. Don't take it from me. Look at what they're trying to do. Look what they're trying to do. We have Benzman on here about another what they're trying to do on the invasion on the southern border, unabated every day. You think with all the exposure, they back off? Not a second. Doubling, tripling down. Right? Doubling, tripling down. But now they got to embrace religion because they can say, we're all for God. It's about your relationship with God. Amy Semple Brzezinski. Got to have a new gig. I think she thinks this thing with Morning Joe is not going to work out. He is kind of a drag. I got that. But I think she's moving. I think she's moving on. Going to become a preacher. Amy Semple Brzezinski. Quite touching, Mika. Not. There are many plots to stop Trump. Remember, they never in 10 billion years ever thought that we'd be on April 1st of 2024 and he'd be the Republican nominee and he'd be leading virtually in every poll that matters and some by massive amounts. It looks like now you could have over 375 electoral votes and take and increase in the House, take the Senate, take governorships, school boards, town councils, state legislatures. A massive sweeping victory. All of that. They never thought that would happen in a million years. And that's why they're trying to, in a million different ways, figure out from the law firm. And 2 weeks from today, they're going to start a global media event. The trial of Donald Trump on cooked up, ridiculous, stupid. The charges are stupid. And they're not going to spend a lot of time on the charges because they're so redonkulous. They're going to spend a lot of time with the Stormy Daniels of the world to show you he's a orange man bad. That's the basic thesis. Orange man bad. How do you think Meek is going to be that? You think she's going to be hugging her Bible that week? Yeah, I don't think so. Going to be all porn stars and playmate bunnies and all that. Orange man bad. That's their case. They talk about, oh, this is simplification on this transgender, you know, Donnie Deutsch, the genius. Remember Donnie Deutsch says he's afraid? Yeah, you ought to be afraid, dude. He's afraid. He's curled up in the fetal position. He's afraid, but it's a transgender thing. It's not a big deal. That's why they got to make Easter Sunday Transgender Visibility Day, because it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal, but let's make Easter Transgender Visibility Day, and let's put out a proclamation from the White House, a White House stationery. Yep, let's do that. Did you get a proclamation? Did Officer Dillard get a proclamation? Did I miss that? Denver? We shouldn't have, you know, I shouldn't let you guys have a couple days off. Denver, did we get that? My crack production team here? Did Officer Dillard? I missed the proclamation from the White House about Officer Dillard. In fact, I missed people, you know, Hochul and these people got thrown out when they showed up the wake. Thrown out. Because they said the brave, heroic officer's dead because of them. The blood's on their hands. And Eric Adams greased his way in there yesterday. Landed like a thud. Paul and Grassi, you've got an amazing piece up. If Denver could put in my crack production team here, could get that piece up. I want to make sure people understand the depth of what the establishment is going to stop Trump. Their number one, and this is where they're working together. The Uniparty, the Swamp, whatever you want to call it, is hand in glove because they understand the good times are over upon Trump's return. Paul, can you just walk us through what your theory of the case is here and what we should be looking out for?
Well, of course, Steve, and thank you for having me on. As you said, you know, the lawfare efforts, they're in desperation now, the left. I mean, Trump, where April 1st, he's the leading, not just Republican, he's the leading front runner for the presidential race. He's richer and stronger than ever. These lawfare efforts between Fani Willis, Jack Smith, they're falling apart. So now they're looking for alternative ways to remove him from the ballot. And one way they're trying to do so is to force Rhino Republican House members to retire early, to leave the House of Representatives, or to expel members like they did with George Santos in order to diminish their House majority, which is already very narrow, Steve. You know, it's already a 218, I believe, 218 to 213 majority. So if they could get people like Mike Gallagher from Wisconsin, who announced his early retirement, that he'll be stepping down on April 19th, then the Democrats obviously have a chance to regain that majority before November. And if they do, they could then pass legislation that potentially would remove him from the ballot on the basis of these bogus 14th Amendment insurrection grounds. So, you know, in the case of Mike Gallagher is really, really interesting because it's
Hang on. Let's put a pin in Gallagher. I want to come back to that because, you know, we pride ourselves on always being the tip of the spear here. Like we were the first guys to talk about that Federalist piece that came out from the two Federalist Society constitutional scholars on the 14th Amendment, which led to the 9-0 decision of the Supreme Court. But we were on that for a year or 9 months when it first dropped. In this, I thought all the efforts to remove him from the ballot had been shut down by the Supreme Court. Are you telling me there's another alternative? Because folks, remember, they're thinking of everything. These people do not stop. They never stop. Are you telling me this is not about the certification with the new Congress in January? Because we know Raskin's working on that. Raskin and them have a very detailed plan on January 6th of how not to certify Trump as an insurrectionist if they take the House on the November, on the 5 November election. If they take it and now we think it's pretty solid because of the redistricting things we've had, we'll have DeGrasse on there. But you're actually making the case that Hakeem Jeffries, those guys, because I think it's 217 to 213 right now, they see a possibility of flipping it. And the first thing they do, they'll pass something in the House, the Senate with the Democratic majority and Kamala Harris will also pass it immediately. And Biden will sign it. And they don't need 2/3 majorities for this type of stuff. They can just pass it as an act, as some sort of bill.
Yeah, that's right, Steve. Now, the way they look at it, they read that Supreme Court decision, the Trump v. Anderson case, which on its surface is a 9-0 decision, which prevented the Colorado Secretary of State from removing him from the ballot. But if you pick apart that opinion with a, you know, very closely, you'll see that, first of all, the three liberal justices wrote their own concurrence, basically saying that we side with the majority in judgment only, meaning that the Colorado Secretary of State can't remove Trump from the ballot. But if the House were to pass legislation, they would be open to potentially upholding it. And then you had, for example, Amy Coney Barrett write a separate concurrence, also kind of a little wishy-washy, saying that, you know, we want to be unanimous here. I think this is, you know, a good first step. We don't need to go the extra step and say that, you know, should the House try to push through legislation. Like, the majority, you could tell, were preparing or anticipating the House potentially switching hands to Democratic control. And Amy Coney Barrett didn't want to go so far as to say, we'll take that option off the table. So there already you might have four justices willing to uphold legislation if it's passed through the House on bogus insurrection grounds. And then you'd only need one more justice to sign on, maybe a John Roberts, who, as we know, is very moderate, very weak in certain respects, and someone who hasn't had a great relationship with President Trump. And there you go. There you have your five justices who would uphold legislation if the House were to switch control to Democrat hands. They could ram through that bill, get it through the Senate, and then Joe Biden's office. Now, the way out of this would be to block the filibuster. So, you know, you need only 41 senators basically to sign on to prevent or to allow the filibuster to prevent that legislation.
Oh, no, but there's 10 or 15 senators minimum Republicans that would do this in a second. That would back. You got Mitt Romney. You got Murkowski. You got that whole crowd over there. They do that. The Senate filibuster won't play in here, even with all the heat we put on people to get Trump to remove Trump. It'd be their dream come true. I want to hold you through the break. I got Todd Benson in the on deck circle, but go back to Gallagher. Why is Gallagher doing this weird, just walking away from his constituency and making sure that they don't have any voice until the new Congress sits? I think January 3rd of 2025. Why is that play into your theory of the case?
Well, if Gallagher he announced his early retirement. If he were to step down today, there would be a special election under Wisconsin law allowing another Republican to take his seat, and therefore they wouldn't lose that seat, the Republicans. Now, but he said he wants to postpone his retirement until April 19th. So under Wisconsin law, after the second Tuesday in April, if he should wait till then, that seat will remain vacant through next January. So basically, you're playing right into Democratic hands right there. It's absurd that he would wait until then, after the special election deadline is on the calendar, to potentially allow his seat to be compromised by Democratic hands. So
It's done on purpose, no doubt. Okay, hang on for 1 second. We'll take a short commercial break. Make sure gold hit another all-time high today, because guess what? Turbulence. Also, something that's cooked up in the house. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Check it out. Short break. Back in a moment.
Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers, and you don't. You'll pay up, plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room-type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes, plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
You know, gold hit an all-time high, I think, over the weekend. 2272, I think, opened a day, backed off. We're not there to talk about the marginal prices, but the direction of this has been upward, and you ought to find out why. We're not the financial experts. We talk about the macro, right? People talking about it's a new Fed cut coming. It's all that. But talk to Philip Patrick today, birchgold.com/Bannon. Go talk to Philip Patrick today. Get all kind of tax-free ways they can take your IRA or 401k and get it into gold, or at least part of it, if you want to have precious metals as a potential hedge. The other thing, and we're going to be talking about this in depth, you saw Johnson and these guys over the weekend, they're coming with this Ukraine thing, and they're going to have this repo part of it. I've talked about this for months, but they're essentially going to, they've already frozen the Russian people's assets. Now they're essentially going to steal them. They're going to convert the treasuries they held in European banks and American banks, convert them to dollars, and ship them to the Ukrainian oligarchs. I'm not making this up. Remember, you're the agents of chaos and anarchy. You, this audience, you're the closed off ecosystem of MAGA that are the font of everything's terrible in the world and the country. And these radicals are essentially going to destroy the dollar as the prime reserve currency because, look, we've got the KGB guys are super bad, not as bad as their senior partners in Beijing, the Chinese Communist Party. But this is about the Russian people's money. It's not Putin's money. It's the Russian people's money. You're going to steal it and give it to oligarchs who are buying up villas and yachts down in the south of France and Monaco and over on the Caspian Sea or wherever they hang out over there. Zelensky and his crowd, that we still haven't had one accounting of $1 that's gone over there. No, the reason the Ukrainian army is losing, besides Zelensky's bad management, is that the Ukrainian people and moms and dads have said, we're not sending 500,000 of our sons to go die on the eastern front of Russian-speaking territory in Ukraine. We're not going to do it. They haven't gotten the people. They don't have the manpower. It's not the money. And by the way, the money is absolutely have to have the money. Go to Davos, go to the City of London, go to Paris, go to the south of France, go to Tuscany, go to Norway. They got plenty of money in Europe. If this is about $20-30 billion, they got that. Get the money from them. Don't look at U.S. taxpayers to pay it because they're not. We have no truck with the Russian people. Russian people have been our allies. And we're to blame for the bad management they've had. Yes, 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 yes. We armed Stalin, overarmed Stalin, overarmed Stalin in World War II. And then we didn't defend Eastern Europe. We stopped. We didn't go to Berlin. No. Not that Patton and Montgomery were yelling and screaming every day, we got to get there. You're going to turn this over to Stalin and the Red Army. Yep. Russian people gave up, 65 million people? Last time I looked, that's collectively the NATO leadership. Did they give up 65 million? No. Norway, disgraceful. Sweden, disgraceful. Ireland, disgraceful. Most of France, disgraceful. It had a handful in France and in Poland. Italy, disgraceful. Much of Eastern Europe, not so hot. Okay, Spain, look the other way. Take me out of this deal. So don't sit there and tell me who our allies are and who our allies are not. They want the American people in an all-out war against the Russians, and they will use anything to do this. The Russian people, remember that, the Russian people. Now we're going to steal their money, and that is going to be the end of the dollar empire. That is going to destroy the dollar as a prime reserve currency. So if you want in, go talk to the experts. Birchgold.com/Bannon. No, slash war room. /Bannon. Got to keep them straight hard until I've had my Warpath coffee. Get the dark roast. Try it. Warpath.coffee slash war room. There you get the discount. Got that one right. Easter Monday. Haven't had my pot yet. Just had part of a pot of Warpath coffee. But get it. You'll never turn back. By the great team of Navy SEALs, Tej Gill and the team over there at Warpath. Paul, there's some connective tissue to all of this, sir. These things are not random. They just don't randomly appear. This is quite well thought through, and this is the thwart. Because remember, the Republican establishment and the big money donors, they actually like you, this audience, even less than the radical left, believe it or not, because they think you just get in the way of their kind of, low taxes for the wealthy, no regulation. They love that. And they think you're in the way because you're standing up for this nation and its values. Who's the connective tissue in all this, sir?
So 14 of them have announced early retirements, at least six, based on the great investigative work of Troy Smith, were linked to multi-million dollar donor Paul Singer. And he's a globalist. He's an open borders guy. He donated as recently $5 million to Nikki Haley's campaign back in 2016. He's been notoriously anti-Trump. He donated over $2.5 million to, I believe, Rubio and a few of Trump's primary competitors back then. He was famously the one to bankroll the Steele dossier during President Trump's presidency. So he is behind at least six of these House Republican rhinos who have announced their early retirement. Kathy McMorris Rodgers, Pat Henry, Drew Ferguson, Greg Pence, and a few others. So that is sort of the central operating mastermind behind all these retirements. So you could obviously see that there's a link behind it all. It's coordinated. It's not something that's just happening randomly. And that's why, talk about the dark money and the deep state and the forces that are working actively behind the scenes to try to get President Trump off the ballot. There's your guy, at least behind this scheme right here.
Paul, where do people go? You've always got great articles. Where do people go to get your writing, particularly this article, this piece? I want, and if Mo and Grace can push this out, and Jane Zirkle, all the team, Carly Bonet, everybody, people ought to read this and sink their teeth into it, because this is what's happening. Remember, they're going to try everything to stop Trump, from taking office. Then once in office, more than everything to try to thwart his second term. But they're going to try to take away his third victory. And they'll pull out anything. Paul, where do they go to get all your analysis and writing?
So my writing is all on paulingracia.substack.com. That's paulingracia.substack.com. This was also published on the Gateway Pundit. But all my writing is there. And obviously, it's a good piece. There's a lot to it. There's a legal side, a politics side, a money side. And I encourage all of your viewers to read through it.
No, sink your teeth in this, folks. Paul, thank you so much. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.
Paul, one of the most brilliant guys on our side of the football. Actually, we got Roger Kimball coming up. We got Todd Benzman with another, you're not going to believe this. But this, what Todd's about to tell us shows you how in your grill they are. They don't care that it's been exposed. They're doubling and tripling down. You know why? They fear their days are numbered. So they're going to pull out all stops. Modern Day Holy War. Nicole McGrady takes us out. 90 seconds. We'll be back.
True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done with Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done with Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, Visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
That's code WARROOM at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.